Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. We're joined right now by the CEO of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Deb Johnson. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This summer is whizzing right by us very quickly. Not a whole lot on the agenda in August at CMH, but there's a lot of stuff kind of on the horizon, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And, the only thing, I think we might have mentioned it last month, but one thing is next Sunday, or actually this Sunday, August 7th, is National Friendship Day, and it's celebrated the first Sunday of every August. And one of the things we talk about or want to educate about is that sometimes it's harder for the people that we serve to make friends and keep friends, and not just people we serve, but people with mental health issues, because sometimes a lot of it has to do so with the stigma associated with that, of course. And we hope that people will continue to be friends with their friends, will educate themselves about different mental health issues, especially educate themselves on how they can support a person who has mental health issues. And just like with everything, when you're experiencing a physical health issue, that doesn't define who you are, nor should a mental health issue.
Yeah.
And so just a kind of a little put it out there that, think about your friends. Maybe if you have somebody, reach out, try to connect and provide support. So that's about one of the things we're promoting this month. And then we're hoping to get people geared up and excited for our recovery summit in September.
Yeah, that comes up next month. Just give us a little taste of what's coming up with that, so people can start to focus in on that event for September.
Well, the recovery summit, we started it a couple years ago, actually the first year of COVID, we were going to set up an in-person event at the convention center and have like lots of different breakout sessions and all that. But we ended up doing a series of webinars online throughout the whole month of September. And it turned out to be great. We've had like over 500-600 people attend the webinars, including, physicians, caregivers, people who are experiencing substance use issues and disorders. And we figured out that's a much better way to reach people. There's events every day throughout beginning in September. The summit begins on September 1st. And so you and I will probably be talking sometime after that, maybe a week after. So I wanted to make sure we got the word out there.
Yeah.
We have a lineup of local, state, national speakers from the medical community, public health, law enforcement, the recovery community, and many more. The topics that people are going to talk about cover substance use disorder, recovery, what that means, and treatment options and prevention strategies. So it's going to be really good.
Absolutely. And that, as we said, comes up in September. This Sunday is I can't believe they've been doing it this long, the 13th annual Taking a Shot at Breast Cancer Human Pink Ribbon Photograph.
Yeah, and that's a great event. And, that's kind of near and dear to my heart as a breast cancer survivor. I don't know if I think you've seen the calendar that Emily Gowdy puts together. It's a beautiful calendar. And there's pictures for every month of survivors and supporters, caregivers, a lot of great pictures. But the cover is, or somewhere in there, is the picture of the human ribbon. And anybody who is a breast cancer survivor or caregiver, family member, supporter, whatever, you wear pink and you show up at 10:30, and you will get your you'll be in the human ribbon picture. And it's really a cool thing. And of course, Emily Gowdy is a professional photographer, so the picture turns out great. I'll be there, and hopefully some of my family can make it. They usually do. And it's also time that we see a lot of other people going through breast cancer or survivors of breast cancer. So, it's a great thing, and I hope people come out and support it.
Yeah.
And then just on that same note, I think registration is already open for the run. It happens. It's a run walk every year in October. That's October 2nd. So that's out there, and people can sign up. And speaking of runs, we can go right into the Alzheimer, which is actually before that, September 18th. The Alzheimer 5K Run Walk is on the 18th of September, starting at Kiefer Park. And there's flyers all over, but if people haven't seen them yet, you can go on the Dementia Alzheimer Facebook. You can go on the CMH Facebook. It's posted there. It's probably on the CSCB one as well to sign up. We're also still looking for sponsors. And if people don't know, the Dementia Alzheimer Resource Committee does provide respite care grants for families who have a person with they're caring for a person with Alzheimer's. So if anybody needs more information about that, they can find that on the website or Facebook also. So that's coming up. And I feel like I missed something.
The event at the Y coming up later this month, I believe, and I had it in front of me and now I've lost it. August 22nd the breastfeeding celebration.
It's the 7th annual breastfeeding celebration, and community mental health will be there. We'll have staff there providing a lot of mental health resources along with car seat checks. So for parents who have children in car seats, there'll be the car seat inspectors and then also the mental health resources. And there's also a lot of nutritional information and other resources at that event. So just wanted to give that a plug. And then on a funny note, today is Clean Your Floor Day and National Watermelon Day. So you decide what would be more fun.
I'm going to stick with the watermelon, even though my floors are filthy.
So Me too. I love watermelon.
Sounds good, especially in the summertime. Deb, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.